Milk or meat? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." The analogy that the apostle used is quite simple. We need to grow up. Sooner or later, babies must be weaned from milk and introduced to solid food. The health of every growing child depends on this change. Maybe we have just come to Christ, and we still feel like a baby in need of milk. Maybe we need to drink of the simpler truths in God's Word, such as repentance, faith, baptism, and the resurrection. That is all right. The Bible does not tell us to ignore or discard these things. Rather, as we grow in our maturity, we need to move beyond them to the greater perfection of our life and service, and into labors of love that the Lord will not forget. Hebrews 6:10. We will be malnourished if we remain spiritual babies who drink only milk. We need to grow until we come to the place where we can handle a more substantial diet of solid food. The King James Version says, "strong meat," in today's Bible reading. We must become grounded and settled in doctrine so that we can be useful to God in kingdom work. We then enter a more fulfilling phase of the Christian life. As the apostle suggested, we become skillful in the word of righteousness by eating strong meat. This diet enhances our spiritual activity, and we come to clearer discernment of good and evil. Our lives become more useful to God for His glory. It is fine to drink milk as long as we must, but the time will surely come when we need the enjoyment and nourishment of meat, potatoes, and vegetables. Our days will then be filled with purpose and the joy of useful labor for God.